Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tim C. from Escondido.
Thank you, Janice. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Tim.
Hi, Sam.
And first of all, I'd like to thank Sam L. for inviting me to be the 10-minute speaker. And congratulations, Bill, on your 90-day token. When I began, I heard to do 90 meetings in 90 days, and so I did start that way. Unfortunately, when I got to 90 days, I found out I had to continue going to a meeting every day subsequent to that. So I've tried skipping a couple days now and then, and I've always paid the price of being anxious, irritable, discontented until I got back to another meeting where I could again identify myself as a real alcoholic who was unable to do something so simple as just stop drinking without coming here and learning a completely different way of living. So I'm happy to be here, and I'd just like to welcome the people who identified themselves as newcomers, because this isn't my first time trying to get sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. And one thing that I learned is by just standing up and saying, I'm Tim and I'm an alcoholic, is a powerful way to start learning about this program and looking at these 12 steps that are necessary for winning a daily reprieve from your disease of alcoholism. And, you know, I accept that I'm an alcoholic. I wouldn't stand up and say I'm an alcoholic if I didn't accept that as the truth. And then, you know, I believe that if I really want to practice these principles, that I can be restored to the sanity that I had before I began practicing my alcoholism, before I drank every day and couldn't quit. If I continue and come to the third step, which is just surrendering and trusting that the God that I am appealing to will restore me to sanity. That if I really have faith by surrendering and trusting in a power greater than myself, that I can be restored to sanity, I don't see that as being impossible. But, you know, it was necessary to write out an inventory, a searching, fearless, and thorough inventory, and to share that with another member of Alcoholics Anonymous, who is now my sponsor, and tell him, you know, this is an honest assessment of all the defects of character that I've have a personal experience of being slothful and envious and angry and so on. But after that, then I came to this six and seven of becoming willing, open-minded, and honest and courageous enough to humbly ask my God to help me relieve me of these shortcomings, these defects of character that are going to lead me back to the alcohol if I don't get rid of them. I'm in dire straits. I need to get out of this situation I've put myself in, and I need divine assistance in order to free myself this bondage to alcoholism and the obsessions of my mind in order to get back to being sane and being a whole person. So now I've come to the making a list of all the people that I've harmed and become willing to make amends to them and to to do that, you know, I've got to take action. I've got to be willing to come up here, stand before people and admit that, yeah, I've offended you. I've done things that I shouldn't have, and that I know that just offering an apology or being, asking for your forgiveness isn't going to really make an amend. I've got to carry my salvation from alcohol to another alcoholic and start one person at a time making amends for all the evil things that I did when I was drinking, which I'm sure you can imagine, and there's no point in my graphically describing to you. But if I make an honest effort at that, as it says in the big book, The Promises, then I'm going to know a new freedom and a new happiness of being able to daily have that reprieve from alcoholism and practice prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understand God, and pray only for knowledge of His will for me, and try to carry that out. And of course, this brings us to the famous spiritual awakening as the result of having practiced steps 1 through 11, which I've been told, and I believe, in my case, is of the educational variety. I early learned that if I put my mind to my studies, I had a safe place to be, whether it was learning to read, whether it was learning to compute, whether it was learning history, whether it was learning any subject, just like learning how to practice the steps of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, I could make a kind of progress in my understanding of what is a spiritual awakening. What does that mean to awake spiritually to this existence that we all share? And for me, again, I go back to, reading, studying the big book, the 12 and 12, Bill W.'s Language of the Heart, and other writings to understand from him what his spiritual awakening was, and that'll add to my, that'll add to the my understanding of what is this awakening that causes us, to then go out and share our experience with someone who's suffering and try to help them come back to sanity, come back and be able to live a happy, joyous, and free life, which God intends for us whether we want it or not. We've got to bend to His will and experience that awakening and that happiness and that joy, or, it'll never happen. So, again, welcome to those who are just starting out, and keep coming back. Thank you.